Education. Equity Group Foundation has held its 15th annual Regional Education and Leadership Congress for Wings to Fly and Elimu Scholarship beneficiaries at Kenyatta University, Nairobi Region under the theme, Educate, Empower and Lead. The region hosted 3,153 beneficiaries in Form 1 and 2 from 113 equity branches, contributing to a total of 10,434 scholars participating in similar congresses across six regions nationwide. Dr. Belio Kipsing, the Principal Secretary, State Department for Basic Education, maintained that empowering young people to realize their full potential will lead to the country's growth. He stressed that education is the foundation of our nation's future, and it is the duty of the ministry, parents and relevant stakeholders to ensure that every child receives quality education and is equipped with competent skills to thrive in the ever-changing world. The PS highlighted that the new curriculum emphasizes on core competencies such as communication, utility, collaboration, critical thinking, self-advocacy, and digital literacy. The curriculum is also designed to address the holistic needs of every learner regardless of their background, he added. In a speech read on his behalf by the Deputy Director of Education Dr. Gachuchi Ndegwa, the PS spelled out how the curriculum provides the learner with an opportunity to showcase their talents and passion through programs like sports, drama and music festivals and science and engineering fairs. Dr. Kipsing further explained that these programs help scholars to exceed their talents, natural creativity, mutual growth, self-expression and leadership skills. He at the same time observed that education gives learners the ability to see beyond the surface, understand the different perspectives of life and approach problems with an open mind. Speaking at the event, Dr. James Mwangi, Executive Chairman and CEO, Equity Group Foundation, EGF, stated that the foundation united both the EGF and the students for a common purpose of changing lives and empowering people to change their lives through education. This scholarship is to empower you to do what you need to do for a better life, and through this, Equity will have fulfilled its mission of changing and empowering lives, he remarked. Dr. Mwangi advised the scholars that gifted people like them should remain humble, simple and connected with their family, village and classmates, because pride and arrogance causes disconnections. He reiterated that values-based education aligns with Equity Group Foundation's mission to empower and transform lives through holistic support for scholars like those in the Wings to Fly and Elimu scholarship programs. Additionally, the CEO emphasized positive character and integrity, assuring that the foundation commits itself to developing ethical leaders who can positively impact society while excelling in academics. Education allows us to acquire the capability to lead others and unlock our potential. However, our education needs to be enhanced with values so that our character formation and personality match our capabilities, echoed Dr. Mwangi. He cautioned that it is not enough to have good grades, as one must be a person who can be trusted, reliable, simple and down to earth.